Chapter 9. Joseph's Journal. The next morning, Joseph woke to the sound of his mother calling him for breakfast. "It's on the table! Hurry up or it'll get cold!" Was it a dream or was it real? He instantly asked himself. He gave a long, stretching yawn, and that's when he noticed it. "I feel different. Still me, but now much more... What is this feeling?" he questioned and peered around his bedroom. Everything was still the same, but he most definitely felt different. Could a dream, even a wonderful dream, make me feel so different from how I felt before I went to sleep? He asked himself, crawling out of bed. Standing in front of the big wardrobe mirror, he pulled his pajama top over his head and a small, sparkling cloud of golden thought dust slipped from the pocket and was sent shimmering through the air. "I knew it wasn't a dream," Joseph shouted in delight as he caught some of the sparkling dust in his hand. In the twinkling of an eye, the golden thought dust had fizzed and sparkled away into thin air, but he knew the memory of his adventure and what he had learnt would always be with him. Joseph tore down the stairs to breakfast, feeling extra hungry. The next 15 minutes were a blur of eating and frantic scribbling as he wrote notes and drawings in his big yellow journal about all the things he had learned and the special way for talking to genies that Sam had shown him. As Joseph walked to school that morning, he felt like he was gliding. There was a spring in his step and he felt like he had a happy song playing inside of him. "I feel," he puzzled again to himself, "more alive." The realization brought him to a stop in mid-stride. Everything and everyone around him seemed brighter and shinier. People looked happier. It was as if the whole world had a little more sparkle. Even people he hadn't really liked much seemed quite nice today. Mrs. Bagwalt was outside of her front door picking up her milk from the doorstep when Joseph strolled by on his way to school. "Good morning," he said, wanting her to know that he didn't think she was a witch anymore. "Good morning to you," said Mrs. Bagwalt, with a smile so sweet that it made Joseph grin. "She is a nice old lady," he thought to himself, walking through the school gates. The day seemed much more interesting than usual and passed very quickly. During the breaks, Joseph told Bob all about his adventure. He told him how everybody in the whole wide world has their very own genie to help them make things happen. He explained that thinking happy thoughts makes you happy and thinking sad thoughts makes you sad. He even shared with him the magic words to make things happen, the words that everyone can use to command their own genie and work their own magic, the words, "I can." And the part he enjoyed best of all was sharing the magic of liking yourself. Every time Joseph said the magic words, "I like myself," or "I love myself," a warm, safe feeling swept through his insides and bubbled to his face in a beaming smile. And the more often he said it, the longer the feeling lasted. Joseph got Bob to try saying the magic words himself with as much feeling as possible and to notice the small, warm glow that it gives you inside. "And it gets stronger the more often you say it," said Joseph, as Bob smiled and giggled while saying, "I like myself." Joseph glided home, feeling like he was still on the magic carpet. He went into his house and was surprised to find his mother home early, enjoying a nice cup of tea in the kitchen. Joseph proudly told her about his adventures and explained all he had learnt. Joseph wasn't sure whether she fully understood it all, but she had seemed interested. "Never mind," thought Joseph as he raced up the stairs towards his bedroom. "Maybe Mum's genie will take her on a journey of understanding and then she'll know." In his bedroom, he lay back on his bed and wondered about the last things Sam had said to him.
Remember always, Joseph, the magic is inside of you. Everyone carries a little piece of magic inside. Use your magic by thinking and speaking words of happiness and you will be happy. You cannot control everything that happens, but you can always choose how to feel. Be a shining light and help other people to understand that they have magic too. So many people have forgotten and their light grows low. Most of all, Joseph, remember faith's key to set you free. See and say things as you want them to be. Yes, thought Joseph, magic thoughts and magic words make a magic me. He slowly opened his eyes, took a deep, happy breath, and spoke from his heart the greatest magic words of all. I love myself. The end.